You know, earlier in all through the break, my co-hosts were giving me a bad time for saying the word wamboozle.
I mean, yeah, really, honestly.
Like it's some sort of old, outdated term.
It is.
I've literally never heard
it. And you know what? Those Weisenheimers, I've had it with them. I should just give them all a knuckle sandwich.
Or a
ducky shine cracker.
What?
God darn you, khaki wackies.
How do you ever make fun of me?
Okay, pipe down.
Seriously, bro. Honestly.
You need to take all the old jokes back.
Anyway, we're about to call a guy and wamboozle him by saying, hey, guy, both the girls that you've been hooking up with know about each other.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're about to get hornswoggled. So
oh, God.
That sounds like a good thing for him. I don't know about
Jeffrey's like, what? You girls can vote?
Honestly, at this point, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I don't know.
So,
I still think he's going to be down for the hornswoggle.
Basically, Allison and Lily are both on the line, ready to confront this guy and say, hey, we know that you've been hooking up with both of us.
Unless they've hung up because you're an old man.
And I'd like to applaud you both, Allison and Lily. Like, your roommates, you guys saw who the problem really was in the situation.
Yeah.
You were bigger than that. You kept your friendship intact. It's awesome.
This has somehow weirdly brought us closer together.
Yeah, I think so. It's usually the opposite.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're sleeping with the same guy.
Right. Yeah. You guys are like sisters now in a really weird way.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I know this might be kind of a weird thing to ask, but he knows that you guys are roommates, right?
I mean, obviously he knows, but I guess he thinks that he can get away with this. So. Okay.
Well, we're not going to let that happen today. All right?
No, we're not.
So
let's get to it.
Let's do this. We're going to dial Justin's phone number and hornswoggle and boondoggle wally smacker him until he has no sense left about him.
You can't see it, but we're shaking a stick at you right now.
How does that sound?
Sounds dirty.
Okay, I'm going to shut up and I'm just going to dial the phone number. And remember, Allison, I'm going to call you in first.
Okay, because they're the ones that haven't been talking.
Right, they haven't been talking the longest.
Okay.
And then I'll call in the ex-girlfriend Lily after that.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be the bomb show.
She's like the punch.
That's
the
right.
Knockout punch.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Good luck, ladies.
Hello?
Hey, am I speaking to Justin?
Yes, who's this?
This is a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. What's going on with you guys?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about your dating life, if that's cool.
My dating life?
Mm-hmm. Because there's a woman that reached out to our show who's been trying to get in touch with you and is a little bit curious about what's going on in your guys' relationship. You know Allison?
Yeah, I know Allison.
Okay.
Okay.
You haven't been talking to her much.
What is this all about exactly?
Well, this is a segment that we do on our show called The Second Date Update, where we help listeners get in touch with people that they've been dating but been having a hard time communicating with.
Like maybe somebody ghosts or like falls off for no reason.
Well, that's not really my situation. I mean, me and Allison have been texting, so I don't really know what information you got.
Okay, well, she said it's been a while, though.
I mean, what, like 2 days? I've been a little busy.
Oh, I bet you have.
Okay. Yeah,
sure. That's funny.
What have you been busy with?
Do you really like Allison?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
that doesn't sound confident.
Yeah, like, sound in love.
You know.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I don't even know you guys, and you're asking me all these personal questions and why do you care?
No, man, it's okay. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's just Allison has reached out to us because she's curious, because she likes you. It feels to her like maybe things are cooling off a little bit. Is she feeling wrong about that vibe?
She reached out to you? No, we're keeping it casual and cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to keep seeing her?
Again, dude, that's not really your business. That's between me and her.
You're right. Look, I'm saying is it would make Allison feel happy probably if you asked her out on a real date. I think she'd really enjoy spending more time with you.
Okay, well, thanks for the advice, pal. I'll get on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, would you be cool if Allison was dating other dudes right now?
I don't even know who the hell you people are. Like, what are you talking about?
We're just trying to help out our listener, man. Like, we know you're interested in Allison. You've been busy. You claim to like her. Is there something that's holding you back from hanging out more? Like, is there somebody else in the picture maybe? Or is it just her? No judgment.
No, it's just her, okay?
Mm.
Really?
Is it, though?
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Yes.
I mean, I like truth. Truth is important.
Yeah, it must feel good to tell the truth.
Yeah, I don't know if Allison would agree with you on that, about it being just her.
Okay.
Because she's actually here, listening on the other line.
Hey, Justin.
What?
Yeah, that's Allison.
Hey.
Allison, what the hell are you doing? Why are you calling me on the radio right now?
Oh, you know, just giving you a test, I guess.
What type of test? Like, I don't get the joke. What am I missing here?
I mean, did you think that, like, I wouldn't find out? Come on.
Find out what?
Oh, okay, stop playing games. You know.
Oh, I'm not the one playing games. You guys are the ones playing 20 questions over there. I don't know what the hell's going on right now.
Justin, just be honest, man. Save face right now.
Or Allison, maybe,
right.
maybe you should just come
spell
out,
it
now
out.
Yeah.
And say it to him. I don't think he's going to come clean.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't really feel like telling him. I think somebody else should tell him.
Oh!
Who? Who would that be?
Hey, Lily, now's your turn.
Oh.
Hi, Justin.
Oh!
What the f*** is this? What are you guys trying to be like Dateline NBC or something? What the f***?
Oh, I wish we could get on NBC.
Have you been on that show before, Justin? Are you so familiar with it?
I mean, you did turn it a lot darker just now. That's your ex or current girlfriend, Lily.
Yeah.
I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't know what you're talking about, all right? I'm not committed to anybody right now. I don't have a girlfriend. We broke up.
Wow.
Man, this is going to be really hard to get a second date out of this, guys.
Don't
Justin, are you serious? Like, you've been with me this whole time, and now you're with my roommate? Both of us were just being used by you. I mean, you were terrible when we were dating, and it looks like you're even worse when we're separated. Why would you do that to both of us?
You just said it. We're separated. Just because we're sleeping together doesn't mean anything, okay? Just because you want to hook up with me. But by the way, if I read the text messages right now, who's asking poo for what? You know what I'm saying? You've been hitting me up, asking for me to come over, and now you're blasting me, making me look like a scumbag right now because I'm single. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. I'm a single man,
not.
And a lot of women want this, so I'm going to give it when they want it.
A lot of women want this. Dude, you can't hook up with your ex and her roommate. Like, there's just, it's an unwritten rule. Everybody knows it. It's out there.
Hey, Mom, I can do whatever I want. Don't tell me what to do, Mom.
Okay, I like how you were telling Lily that, oh, we got to keep this secret. Don't tell anybody. Of course you didn't want to. You knew it was wrong.
I also know that they're roommates and they're eventually going to tell each other.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, yeah, who cares?
Oh. You sound pretty defensive for somebody who knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I know you don't think that you did anything wrong, but it's called lying by omission, Justin. Like, just because you didn't say anything or admit anything, it doesn't mean that you're not guilty of wrongdoing, bro.
Yeah.
And you were obviously leading these girls on. You just told us that you liked Allison and only wanted to be with her.
Oh.
Good point.
I don't give a what any of you people think, all right? You're calling me and you're giving me a ton of crap like I'm living my life wrong. I guarantee you, the second I hang up this phone right now, one of those chicks is going to text me and ask me to take them out tonight. I guarantee it.
Okay, well, that's not
take
true.
Take care. Have
that's
fun yelling
true
at each other.
Because
bye-bye.
Alexis is going to be calling you, too, because she likes the sound of your voice.
Oh, guaranteed Alexis is on this.
Stop.
Hey, Justin, you there?
Is he gone?
I think he hung up.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh, okay.
That was salty.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to call my mother pig like I wanted to.
Okay, well,
I want that.
Okay, well, at least now that we have it on the podcast, we can send him this so that he can hear it when he plays it back for all of his other girlfriends.
I'm sure I'll pick up if we call him back.
Is he right, though? Are one of you going to text him after we're done with this?
Sounds like he's really good at what he does.
No.
Lily?
No, I'm not. Like, I used to love him, but this is just unforgettable. I'm done with him.
Why am I not convinced?
I know, I'm not either.
It's funny. Lily could have said unforgivable, but she went unforgettable. So, Lily, I wish you luck.
Dude, don't go back to that dude. It's bad news, man. You deserve better, Lily.
Or at least go back to him together as a team.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so gross.